What are the Brazilian wine regions? Covering a massive 48% of South America, Brazil has about 82,000 hectares of vineyard surface area. According to International Organization of Vine and Wine, Brazil produces about 1.5 million tons of fresh grapes, which 2 million hectoliters turn into wine. Brazil exports 38,000 hectoliters of wine and imports 1.2 million hectoliters with 2 liters of consumption per capita annually. Viticulture was first introduced to Brazil back in 1532, when the Portuguese brought vines over and planted them in São Paulo. However, winemaking was gradual development until 1970s, when global brands Moët Chandon and Bacardi invested in wine companies across the country, bringing with them knowledge and experience that helped launch Brazil into the successful wine-producing country emerging today. Due to its continental dimensions with different climates and soils, Brazil is the only country in the world capable of producing wines in three ways: traditional, tropical, and winter viticulture. Winter viticulture is happening in southeastern Brazil, São Paulo and Minas Gerais states. The production of fine wines is located at altitudes of 600 to 1,200 meters with an average temperature of 19 degrees Celsius. The winemakers are doing double pruning in the same year to extend the harvest season of wine grapes to dry winter, enabling the production of high-quality wines. Winter wines have a high content of total phenolic compounds, which remained almost constant through aging, as well as color intensity. Young winter wines are rich in fruity, flowery, fresh, and sweet aromas. Aged winter wines showed sweet, fruity, and woody aromas. The main grape used is Syrah, characterized by high content of phenolic compounds and color stability, and keeps good sensorial characteristics after aging in the bottle. Traditional viticulture happens in the south of Brazil, where is the Planalto Catarinense in Santa Catarina, as a new wine production region sitting on the high-lying plateau. Another region is Campos de Cima da Serra, which produces elegant reds, aromatic whites, and sparkling whites. But the most important wine region in the south of Brazil is the Serra Gaúcha, responsible for 80% of entire country's winemaking. Also known as Brazil Wine Capital, the Serra Gaúcha is the country's first official wine appellation, Vale dos Vinhedos, which was established in 2002. Surrounded by mountains, stunning reds, whites, and sparkling wines are produced there. The main grapes are Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Pinot Noir, Tannat, Chardonnay, Semillon, and Sauvignon Blanc. Tropical viticulture has been produced at Vale São Francisco, a semi-arid region between Pernambuco and Bahia states. In theory, the hot and dry semi-arid area doesn't work for viticulture. How do winemakers manage this scenario? The secret is the irrigation system adapted to collect water from the nearby San Francisco River to offset the heat of an average temperature of 26 degrees Celsius. Thanks to this vital water source, producers have managed to turn this unlikely wine region into an area known for producing 65% sparklings, 35% reds, and 1% wines with Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Grenache, Tempranillo, Toriga Nacional, Chenin Blanc, and Italian Muscat. Next time you buy Brazilian wines, remember that there are three wine regions to choose from.